Hello, and welcome to Spark, where we just generally talk about what happened today, during the week. My name is Nate Perrigo.
I'm Megan Fry. And I'm Ray Root.
And today we're just mainly going to talk about how yesterday went with the media arts camp and how our first night staying in the dorms were. I guess I'll start off with the camp was amazing yesterday. I really enjoyed meeting everybody and just getting a lot of the icebreaker stuff that we did and being shown around the studio and everything like that. And as for my first night, could have been better. I wasn't really able to fall asleep almost immediately like I usually can when I'm at home, mainly because my nose was just so stuffy in the room that it was really hard to sleep.
Yeah, I liked the camp. You kind of just jump right into things and start learning about the equipment, which normally doesn't happen, so it was cool to see everything up front and right away.
Yeah, this is crazy new experience for me. I've never had an experience anything like this. It's like, here I am in front of a mic. Like, I never thought I'd be this hands-on so quickly. It's just a whole new life. Absolutely.
All right, guess we'll start off with the next topic of how did everyone's summer go?
All right, I'll start off with that then. Mostly it was a lot of working for me, but a lot of also anxiously waiting for this next chapter of my life to begin. I worked actually cleaning my high school that I just graduated from. Not fun, let me tell you. Like, it was so strange having an empty building, but it was a way for me to get really good closure on that high school experience too, because I just got to see everywhere and realize that this building is going to exist without me or the people that I've known so well in it. Like, we don't actually own this place. This isn't actually the only form of my life that I'm going to live, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's cool kind of get to move on from it and see it without all of the students there.
Yeah, it was, really, especially because my senior year did not end up how I would expect it to be. So it was cool just to go through and just remember how things were and really reflect on myself, on how I've grown and what I want to do when I'm moving into college.
Yeah, and that's really intriguing because whenever I was in 11th grade, I always was, the way Seneca Valley was broken up is that it was 7th and 8th graders were in one building, 9th and 10th graders were in another, and then 11th and 12th graders were in the third building. When I was a junior, when it came time for the seniors to leave a week or so before graduation, the senior high school was just empty. And I was realizing towards the end there, like, that's going to be me next year. But it was a little bit different when I actually got to that point where I realized, oh, hey, I'm the one going now. And I'm wondering how all my friends that I made that were in the lower grades, how they would realize how empty the senior high building was. And I loved my time while I was in high school. I loved the video classes that I took. Teachers were amazing. The people in them were like a second family, because everybody was always hanging out with each other and helping each other out.
Exactly how my hometown just functioned, because we had a class of 90 students. I mean, you knew beyond the names to all the faces, you knew personalities, you knew interests, you knew kind of home life almost sometimes. Like, there was such a huge group of close-knit friends there, which, hopping back onto the summer topic here, yeah, a lot of my summer was spent going to grad parties, gatherings, saying goodbye to just these really close-knit friends, large friend groups, I mean, in comparison to school size, but yeah, it was just really different.
With my summer, we actually went down to Busch Gardens for my birthday, and I'm not much of an amusement park person, so the amusement park aspect wasn't really my favorite. I still love going on a lot of the smaller roller coasters. I'm not much any of the taller ones, comparing it to Kennywood. I've went on every coaster there except for the Phantom's Revenge because
hey,
of how
too.
High it goes.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid to go on there, and I was tricked onto the Skyrocket.
Yeah.
So
it's usually not as bad as you think it is with the big roller coasters. I was scared to go on them too, but I finally just decided to go for it, and it's not as bad as you think it is.
It's mainly the big hill, and then you just realize that once you get done with that hill, it's just a bunch of smaller hills and not that bad, and the ride's done in like 30 seconds. So it's not even just trying to get past that wall is one of the things that I have to get past so I can actually truly enjoy amusement parks. But Busch Gardens also had a water park, and I had a blast there. They were really awesome. It was mostly water slides where you're in a two-person or a four-person raft. And there was this one where it was a four-person raft, and it basically dumped you out. You went down a steep slope, and then it just dumped you out, and you basically went straight up, and then you fell back. And the more people that you have in the raft, the higher you go. And it's just kind of a weight-based thing. But it was the only extreme slide that they had there, but it was amazing. And I really enjoyed having it. That is one of my last things I did before I moved on to the next chapter of my life. But other than that, I was just simply working as a cashier at Walmart. I've been there for 2 years, and it's actually not as bad as you think it would be. I've gotten over my time in 2 years. I've only had a few bad customers that have really just were out there to ruin your day and just trick you and try to get you to do things that you're not supposed to, like trying to with coupons and all that stuff. But other than that, it was just me sitting at home gaming, hanging out with my friends, playing a bunch of tabletop games and playing online with them.
Sounds like similar to my summer. I spend a lot of time on video games. Now, to get onto the video game topic, I know that you are a PC gamer. Like, what are your favorite games?
Recently? Well, I mainly play MMOs. I just play the free ones that are out there right now, and I found one that my friends and I really enjoy playing. But for solo games, I like playing Monster Hunter World. That's what it just came out on PC, so I had it on the PlayStation before, and it got taken. It got stolen. So, and I got pretty far in it, so I was not okay with that.
Stolen? Like?
Yeah, one of our tenants, they had, because my house, we have, the basement is a apartment complex. It's just a little mini apartment. And one of our tenants, they had a friend over, and they didn't guide them upstairs when they had to leave. And one of their friends decided to steal all my Nintendo Switch games and a few of my favorite console games as well.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I still hold it against them. But
yeah,
it's
that's
not,
a lot of money.
I don't like how expensive games are nowadays.
Honestly.
60 bucks for just a simple thing. Then you get the handheld games, like for the DS and the Switch. Those are only 40. Well, the Switch is actually 60 because it's an actual console. But yeah, that's really all I play on the PC. Not many games.
I gotcha. Gotcha. So anything else that you guys have done over the summer?
I don't know. I really just hung out with my friend because she's down in Virginia because I'm from Maryland, so opposite directions.
Yes.
And then just I went out to Washington State to visit my family, so that was cool.
Really? That's awesome. Yeah, sadly my family didn't go on any fancy vacation because they had to save up money to send me here. So this is kind of my
and that's
when you get away.
You get to be here for the retreat, so
yeah, honestly.
And this awesome studio is gonna, and what you can learn here is gonna be amazing. So with that, I think we are done for today.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.